or the old one.
That's good.
And anyway, I tried tanning that one. I was pretty successful with the salt and the alum to and it, you make it strong enough to float an egg. And that one I succeeded with. The next one I rotted. But
that's how you tell if it's ready, if you can float an egg in it?
No, that's you make your solution strong enough, and then you soak it in there for a length of time. Oh, I had some directions, but I didn't chew it like an old squaw. So it's not quite as good as it might be.
That's too bad.
I hope you're just the one that's going to hear this. Well, anyway, the first year we were up there, I had no communication, which is real rough on a woman, not to be able to talk to anyone. And our telephone would have to be in a pickup, was going to cost us $300 a month to have one of those telephones. So the next summer, which was the summer of, we went to Alaska in 59, because that was the year Alaska was made a state. And in the fall of 60, the fall of 60 is when we started to live on the mountains up there. So the summer of 61, I questioned becoming a ham operator. I didn't know anything about them, but I questioned how to do it. And I became an operator by 62, from when I could talk. And so that gave us a lot of freedom in order to contact a lot of the world. Or had a friend in Casper that would meet me every day, many others got to listening because we had so many nice anecdotes to tell and to tell about what happened up there. And Ronald's folks had the 50th anniversary, and we wanted to get out for that, and that was in April, and our truck was about 3 miles from us, but was through a canyon and all. We went over one day, the snow was so soft we were falling through, so we went down hand over hand, crawling down a hill there so we wouldn't just drop right in. And he got the truck started and part way over. The next morning he took his horse and got over there and tied the horse to the back of the pickup, to the truck, and he got across one draw that on top of the snow, but the horse pulled back a little bit, so we had to go back and get it. But anyway, the next morning we walked across this deep canyon and everything to get over to come to their 50th wedding anniversary. And the next year we got a skidoo, one of the first ones. Only went about 20 miles an hour, but it got us there. Need I help you?
No, I'm good.
And so after we got the skidoo, before that we only got the mail once in a great while, because it took 9 hours for Ronald to go the 12 miles down and back for the mail. So we seldom got it. One friend dropped us some stuff one time from an airplane. He was just learning to fly. Anyway, he picked up our mail, which we had between two posts with sewing thread in there so he could wrap around that and pick it up. But he dropped us some things we needed, bacon and stuff like that. And so I wrote a piece for the paper over there that called it a drop salad, but they kind of spoiled it because it had hit just on ice and was just as clean as could be. Of course, it broke apart, but they had put pine needles in it because we lived on the mountains, which is quite a ways to a pine needles. And let's see, then we got the skidoo, and then I got a really big elk and up there, so we called one butte up there. Bull Mountain, Bull Hill, I guess we called it. I still got the horns down there if you want the picture of
them. I was going to ask you about your religion and your occupation, I guess, has been...
Cattle.
Uh-huh.
Ronald was... I taught school for a while.
Okay.
And then I had a store for a while. But when I married him, he had cattle. And we went to the mountains for one summer. And then that was the year that my mother passed away, and I didn't spend too much time there.